The headlines here on Press TV. World's largest Islamic body calls for prosecuting Israel for the Gaza aid carnage. Amnesty says the U.S. used cluster bombs to kill dozens of civilians in Yemen. Five more NATO troops, four of them American, are killed across Afghanistan. And no end in sight for the worst environmental disaster America has ever seen.
It's 12:30 here in the capital, Tehran. You're watching another bulletin of world news on Press TV.
Thanks a lot for joining us. Well, the Organization of the Islamic Conference, the OIC, says a special commission should be set up to prosecute Israel for its attack on the Gaza aid flotilla. The organization has called an emergency meeting in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, to coordinate a response to the Israeli attack. Iran's Foreign Minister Manoucher Mottaki said at the meeting that Israel must be sued over its deadly attack on the flotilla in international waters. Mottaki described the Israeli attack as terrorism and piracy. He said the UN Security Council must issue a binding resolution that would prevent Tel Aviv from committing similar crimes. Mottaki also called on Muslim nations to make every effort to end the Gaza blockade. Well, earlier we asked international lawyer Franklin Lam where the abducted aid activists legally stand. Here's what he had to say.
Well, they can certainly take legal action in their own countries because almost every country's law, including the United States, under the Federal Tort Claims Act, will allow the family of the American, the 19-year-old American gentleman, to use American federal courts. Virtually every country of some 40 countries can bring cases. Individuals can bring cases against Israel. And under many systems of law, they can attach Israeli property. It's called a prejudgment attachment. So certainly, I expect there to be many lawsuits. Of course, the Belgian system, which does away substantially with impunity in favor of universal jurisdiction, that's the trend of the law today. So I think many courtroom doors will be open to these complainants, and I suspect that there will be, virtually everyone will bring a legal action for a number of things, for murder, for assault and battery, for malicious destruction of property, for conversion of personal property, from hijacking, from taking, unlawfully arresting people and detaining them.
Well, Ankara has taken another swipe at Israel over its actions in the Middle East.
Turkey's prime minister says Ankara will continue to push for Israel to account for its state terrorism and lift the Gaza blockade. Recep Tayyip Erdogan says Turkey opposes Tel Aviv for turning Gaza into a, quote, open-air prison for the Palestinians. Meanwhile, media reports say Turkey's justice ministry is looking at ways to take legal action against Israel over its maritime attack on the Gaza aid convoy. Turkish prosecutors are seeking to build a case against Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Defense Minister Ehud Barak, and head of Joint Chiefs of Staff Gabi Ashkenazi. Relations between Turkey and Israel have deteriorated since Tel Aviv's all-out offensive against Gaza in 2009.
Meanwhile, reports say Israeli commandos killed a Turkish activist on a Gaza-bound aid ship because he was sending video images of their attack. The man was shot dead during the Israeli assault on the Mavi Marmara on Sunday night. According to a Greek activist on board, close to 100 cameras were installed in the ship that continuously broadcast images to world media. Israeli troops shut down the system after they killed the technician. Witnesses say Israeli commandos beat all journalists on board the ship and destroyed their equipment.
Meanwhile, world anger at Israel's deadly attack on the Gaza Freedom Flotilla shows no signs of abating. People across the world are still pouring out, and there are thousands to condemn the carnage.
Well, Daily demonstrations are being held across the world almost a week after Israel's deadly attack against a Gaza-bound aid ship. Regardless of their nationality, protesters want the international community to hold Israel accountable for its actions against aid ships heading to Gaza. Thousands of Turkish people, frustrated with the death of nine of their countrymen, once more took to the streets of Ankara and Istanbul. Protesters called on their government to take solid and serious action against Israel and stay shoulder to shoulder with the Palestinian people. In Lebanon, thousands gathered outside the U.S. embassy to condemn the attack. Protesters burned American and Israeli flags.
We are here to express our anger at the entrance of the American embassy, who are the main supporters of Israel.
Similar protests were held in Indonesia, Morocco, and India. On Saturday, thousands marched in Britain, France, Canada, Argentina, Venezuela, South Korea, and Malaysia. They have vowed to continue their protests until Israel lifts its blockade of the Gaza Strip and accept an international inquiry into its deadly attack against Mavi Marmara.
Well, the international outcry continues over Israel's attack on the Gaza aid flotilla. Most nations want an independent and impartial probe into the incident. But Israel is resisting that demand, claiming the attack is an internal issue.
Israeli officials have dismissed outright the possibility of an international investigation into the attack on the aid flotilla.
Not at all. I think it's an Israeli matter. Clearly, the blockade on Gaza is necessary from security point of view. If we shall lift the blockade on Gaza, the military terror, a rocket blockade on the people of Israel will increase, and of course we cannot afford it, and there is a lot of hypocrisy here.
Israel has the ability and the right to investigate itself, not to be investigated by any international board. I don't think the United States would want an international inquiry into its military activities in Afghanistan, for example.
Tel Aviv continues to defy global calls for an international probe. Even Tel Aviv's Western allies have joined the chorus of calls for an impartial inquiry. French President Nicolas Sarkozy has urged Israel to accept an international probe into the attack on the aid flotilla. Earlier, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon proposed a multinational panel that would include representatives from Israel, the US, and Turkey. Meanwhile, the Hamas government in Gaza has called on the UN to take punitive measures against Israel.
We hope that Ban Ki-moon and the United Nations take decisions equivalent to the crime and use all their authority to isolate the Zionist entity and take its leaders to court because of these crimes, and to take a quick and immediate decision to lift the siege of the Gaza Strip as a first step at least.
It will be interesting to see just how long Israel can resist before it buckles under the pressure for an international investigation into its bloody attack on the Gaza aid flotilla.
Well, seven peace activists released by Israeli forces have arrived in Jordan. The activists were abducted on board an Irish-flagged ship bound for Gaza Strip. Well, six Malaysian nationals and one Cuban have been released. Four Irish activists, including Nobel Peace Prize winner Myriad Maguire and eight crew members, are expected to be freed later. They've all been forced to sign a waiver stripping them of their right to appeal their expulsion. The Rachel Corrie was boarded by the Israeli Navy on Saturday. It was then towed to the southern Israeli port of Ashdod. The activists and crew members were detained and transferred to a prison in Tel Aviv for interrogation. The vessel was carrying over 1,000 tons of aid and supplies to Gaza. It was the latest attempt to break Israel's three-year-long blockade on the coastal strip.
In other news, Amnesty International says that U.S. cruise missiles carrying cluster bombs were used in an attack on Yemen that killed 55 people, most of them civilians. The rights group has released photographs of what it says show the remains of a Tomahawk cruise missile and unexploded cluster munitions. They were apparently used in an attack in Yemen's southern Abyan province on December the 17th, 2009. Amnesty has expressed grave concern, saying cluster munitions are indiscriminate and unexploded bomblets threaten lives and livelihoods for years afterwards. Yemen's defense ministry had claimed responsibility for the attack without mentioning a U.S. role. According to a local official, 49 civilians, among them 23 children and 17 women, were killed in that attack.
At least 5 NATO soldiers, 4 of them Americans, have been killed in Afghanistan. NATO said in a statement that one soldier died in a bomb blast in southern Afghanistan. A second soldier was killed in a militant attack in the east of the country. 3 other NATO troopers were killed in a vehicle accident in the south. A NATO spokeswoman said 4 of the dead were U.S. troops. She did not reveal the nationality of the 5th. The latest deaths bring the number of NATO troops killed in Afghanistan so far this year to 235.
You're watching the World News here on Press TV. A quick reminder of our top stories this hour. World's largest Islamic body calls for prosecuting Israel for the Gaza aid carnage. Amnesty says the U.S. used cluster bombs to kill dozens of civilians in Yemen. 5 more NATO troops, 4 of them American, are killed across Afghanistan. And no end in sight for the worst environmental disaster America has ever seen.